The governor of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe, John Maguiga, said the new policies are making a positive contribution to his country's shattered economy.
The Zimbabwean economy is improving now after putting in place new policy measures, which was done on the 1st of October. We have seen that the response rate has been very good. We have seen companies, firms, individuals opening foreign currency accounts to ensure that those ones with foreign currency, they deposit it. We have seen individuals who used to keep their money at home, the bank into the banks, and we have seen companies improving on their exports. So we are building right now stability. We are building confidence.
Zimbabwe launched what is called a Transitional Economic Stabilization Program on October the 1st. It includes 2% tax on all electronic transactions and the division of bank accounts into those with real inflows of dollars as well as those holding electronic money, known as real-time gross settlement. However, the new measures have triggered public resistance, leading to the collapse of the value of the local currency, the banknote, which is a surrogate to the U.S. dollars. The result has been a panic buying spree, with the shopping running out of basic commodities such as cooking oil and sugar, and motorists have been spending long hours queuing at gas stations. The government has responded quickly to the worsening economic conditions, including by easing restrictions on imports to ensure more products can flow into the country. Maguiga believes the crisis is now over and now is the time for people to have more confidence in the new government.
We short-term, medium-term, and long-term measures. And what is required right now is to ensure that we increase the confidence. That's the most important thing to be done. Confidence is increases production. More people come to Zimbabwe because of confidence. You buy less products because there's no panic, because of confidence. And because of confidence, it means that the businesses, they also keep money in their banks.
Maguiga said the government is also working to reduce bank debt and slow consumer spending to reduce excess expenditure and rebalance the economy. The country is also struggling to increase its exports in order to grow its foreign currency holdings. Maguiga said the restructuring of state-owned enterprises is also part of the new government's drive to streamline the economy. In this regard, he said that the country has drawn on China's experience.
We also want to work on the state-owned enterprises, and that those state-owned enterprises will become more efficient, produce goods and services. Like if you look at China, the state-owned enterprises are very important. They produce a lot of products. Want to emulate and copy that type of arrangement here in Zimbabwe. To privatize some of them, to reorganize some of them, to have concessions on some of them, it's a mixed bag.
Zimbabwe's government has projected that the economy will expand by 6.3% this year, driven mainly by growth in the agriculture, mining, and construction sectors. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.